from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Good morning. This is episode 23 of the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. My name is Chris Jags, host, producer, and creator of the LDL method. I'm recording this on day, who knows, whatever day we're in quarantine for, you know, lockdown, in the Jags bunker in good old Barnet Town. The UK is very much in that lockdown, although looking at some of the photos seen from the media the past weekend, there were plenty of people still ignoring the calls for social distancing. Yet, you see and you read of so many people that have either been caught up with the coronavirus or someone else close has. These people are literally begging you to stay at home, to not help the spread anymore. But still, people go for a picnic in the park, game of football with your mates. None of this makes any sense. A great video I saw on Sky News from Hove, and it was two people having a barbecue on the beach and a police officer in a police helmet filled with water at the barbecue. Just go home, people. Stay at home. Otherwise, who knows, we'll be in lockdown until Christmas. Well, thanks to those people anyway, but hopefully not, but let's see. Now on to a positive change, because after all this is a motivational podcast. I've had an email from a listener over in Norway. Hello to Norway. It was like the Eurovision. Okay, so the email says, "Hey Chris, hello from Norway. My name is Anders and I wanted to say I really like the show." Thank you, Anders. "The joke box has me laughing every time I hear one. Thank you for motivating my day." Thank you. Well, thank you, Anders. Thanks for the email. I really appreciate you sending it over. And yes, the joke box is definitely one of my favourites. Two. I think there's still two of the older ones left from last year that haven't gone out yet. So let's have a look at getting one of those out for you later this week. Keep listening, Anders, and thanks again. If anyone else wants to get in contact, chris@learndoitlive.com. Send me an email. Get a shout-out. Why not? So this week I want to put together another episode of People Who Didn't Quit, and this will be part four of the series. And so we have a mix between stars from music industry, well, one, politicians, actors, and artists. So first up, I want to talk to you about a world-renowned singer, songwriter, and TV personality, Katy Perry. She has won 5 American Music Awards, won the People's Choice Award 14 times. Wow. And she's won the Guinness World Records 4 times and just a ton of other awards. Alongside being named as the Billboard Woman of the Year in 2010 to 2011. Do you know, isn't she? Currently, she is worth over $280 million. But stardom was not easy. The journey to success and fame was not an easy one. Katy Perry was born into a strictly Christian family, and Katy Perry's first chapter in the music industry was through gospel music. Releasing her first gospel album in 2001, it was commercially unsuccessful, selling a mere 200 copies. I wonder, if someone has a copy of that, how much will it be worth today? Having no success with this album, the record label that she signed for dropped her. Ouch. Having tried and failed at gospel music, Katy Perry switched to popular music. And she got in collaboration with producer Glenn Ballard, but no deals came from the collaboration, just fizzled out. But still trying to realise her dream, she got signed to Island Def Jam. But the contract was short-lived, and after a few months, dropped again. Now, after leaving Island Def Jam, she signed for Columbia Records, but once again, dropped. Project was only 80% complete, just let go. So having been dropped by record labels 3 times, wow, 3 times a hat-trick, most people, you would have thought, would be convinced that maybe this industry is not quite for them. And like most dreams, this is the same point that people would just quit. but not Katy Perry. Now, she worked a couple of odd jobs to survive while chasing the dream to make it as a singer. And in 2006, she signed with Capitol Music Group and released another album. The brand new release was a hit, and I Kissed a Girl, one of her singles from the album, topped the charts in several countries, springing her to the stardom that she thought she could reach. Now, had she decided to give up after being dropped by one record label, two record labels, even three, Katy Perry would not be the star she is today. Please take note there, it's the same theme of a story about someone who didn't give up. Now, our next contestant for the episode is another global star, Keanu Reeves. What most people don't know about Keanu Reeves is that he suffered through tremendous hardships growing up. At the age of three, his father abandoned his family. His mother married and divorced four separate times, moving him from Australia to Canada. And eventually, he ended up in Los Angeles. In 1998, he fathered a child with his then wife, who died as a stillborn at 8 months. 18 months after the relationship ended, his ex-wife was killed in a car accident. Now, despite the events in his early life, Reeves has gained fame from several blockbusters, including the Bill and Ted franchise, Point Break, Speed, which was huge back in the day, Devil's Advocate, and the huge, what he's probably most famous for, the huge sci-fi series The Matrix, and more recently, the John Wick franchise. Our next person, American businessman and author Robert Kiyosaki. He's our next example of someone who didn't find success until he wrote the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. But it didn't happen until he was 50 years old. Prior to that, Kiyosaki endured massive amounts of failure. At the age of 30 years old, his first company went bankrupt. His next company 3 years later also went bankrupt. However, Kiyosaki never gave up. He kept trying and trying until it succeeded. And his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is still regarded as one of the most important books read by entrepreneurs. Give it a go. You might learn something from it. Next up, we have Frank Winfield Woolworth. Now, Woolworth was the founder of the department store Woolworths. And I have some personal history with Woolworths as I worked for them for 8 years, just before they ended up collapsing. Woolworths, or Woolworth as it is named more often overseas, and I did find one in Faliraki many years ago. Before starting his own business, young Woolworth worked at a dry goods store and was not allowed to wait on customers because his boss said he lacked the sense needed to do so. Well, I guess he proved his dad was wrong there, didn't he? So Chari Honda started the billion-dollar business that is Honda today with a series of failures and fortunes and turns of luck, like most successes. Honda was turned down by Toyota Motor Corporation, and that's how one rivalry started just there. Who is also well known as an agile development model pioneer. After interviewing for a job as an engineer, leaving jobless for quite some time. What a mistake. He started making scooters at home and, spurred on by his neighbours, finally started his own business. Honda continues to be one of the most recognisable brands in the world. Maybe you drive a Honda car. I know you've seen one. Next we have Winston Churchill. This Nobel Prize winning, twice elected Prime Minister of the UK, wasn't always as well regarded as he is today. Churchill struggled in school and failed what would be today as GCSEs. After school, he faced many years of political failures as he was defeated in every election for public office until he finally became the Prime Minister at the ripe age of 62. We have an artist as our next failure turned success with Vincent van Gogh. Now, I know it's said right because I just looked on YouTube for the pronunciation. A lot of people just call him Vincent van Gogh. You know who I'm talking about. Now, during his lifetime, van Gogh sold only one painting. And this was to a friend, and it was just for a very small amount of money. Van Gogh was never a success during his life and eventually committed suicide at the age of 39 after years of mental illness, depression, and poverty. He created over 2,100 pieces of artwork. He plugged on with painting, sometimes starving to complete them. During the last 2 years of his life, some of his work started to gain recognition, and after his death, it was a determination between his brother Theo and later his wife Jo that sold some of his works, loaned others out, and published the letters they had written to Theo. Van Gogh's fascinating story was one of the reasons why he became so famous. Up next we have Ludwig van Beethoven. And in his formative years, young Beethoven was incredibly awkward on the violin, and was often so busy working on his own compositions that he neglected to practice. Despite his love of composing, his teachers felt he was hopeless at it and would never succeed with the violin or even in composing. Beethoven kept plugging away, however, and composed some of the best love symphonies of all time. Five of those was actually when he became completely deaf. Our last contestant is Jerry Seinfeld. Now, just about everybody knows who Seinfeld is, but first time the young comedian walked on a stage at a comedy club, looked at the audience, froze, and eventually jeered and booed off the stage. As Seinfeld knew that he could do it, so he went back the next night, completed his set to laughter and applause, and, well, the rest is history. His huge Seinfeld semi-fictionalized sitcom went on for 9 seasons, and only finished on 9 seasons because Seinfeld is obsessed with the number 9, for whatever reason. And streaming rights were actually then bought by Netflix for just $500 million. Small change, eh? So there we have your latest selection of people who didn't quit. How about you? Could you be someone that could feature on a future episode? Could you? If you are that sort of person who wants to challenge himself, why not go and do it? You got time. Whatever it is you're chasing, don't stop when it gets a little bit difficult. All the people mentioned earlier, they didn't. If they did, you would never have heard a Katy Perry song. I mean, some people may wish that, but that's not the point. How about driving a Honda? Maybe you own a Honda. If that guy had quit, you wouldn't be driving that thing at all. What about Keanu Reeves? Who would have been the lead in the Matrix trilogy had he quit? Robert Kiyosaki, another huge influence that has helped many on a global scale. And how about Frank Worth? I would never have worked for Worths, never even heard of him. All because, you know, had he give up, it wouldn't have happened. Remember, whatever you are chasing, what dream you want to make come true. If you give up, I guess the thing you're chasing, you know, it's not really what you're looking for, was it? Success doesn't come easy. Challenges and hard times, they will come up. And it's just down to how much you really want to beat them. So, enough about the people in the episode. If you have an issue or something that you want to sort out, or maybe you want to learn, the LDL method can help you. Together we can learn about the issue, or we can call it the pain. We can then, together, develop the strategy. Develop the plan that you can use to try and take on the issue. And then the easy bit. You get to live out 30 days and then just see how well it's worked out for you. Living your life on a higher level. If you want to know more, you can book your slot on the calendar at ldlcall.com or send me a text message on 07801 543 515. We will find your 30-minute slot and I'll give you a call. Live, one-to-one, 30 minutes dedicated to you. So let's get LDL Adventure started and we'll talk soon. But for now, have a great day, enjoy yourself, stay safe, and until next time, bonjour and good day.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation. 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 Motivation.